Moon Podcasting Power! It's time for The Crystal Chronicles, the podcast for and about Sailor Moon crystals. And here are your hosts, Maku-chan, Alcrea, Seiya, Yaten, and Ranma.
Hello, and welcome to The Crystal Chronicles, a Sailor Moon podcast dedicated to all things Sailor Moon Crystal. On this podcast, we will discuss the latest episodes and compare them to the original anime and manga. You will get our opinions of the series, animation, voices, and anything else you could possibly think of that ties into the greatness that is Sailor Moon. I warn you now that we will be talking about spoilers, so if you haven't seen the latest episodes, don't complain to us. My name is Mako-chan, and with me for this podcast is a group of people just as obsessed as I am about Sailor Moon. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Sup.
So, are we getting Alcrea introductions again, or are we actually going to be, you know, not lazy and do our own?
Do your own, please.
It could be really bad, and I can introduce y'all.
Oh, please.
Oh, this should be interesting.
Go for it.
Okay, well, over in this corner over here is Alcrea, and she's got all of the goodies, like, all of the toys.
If you've seen pictures of Sailor Moon toys that are wall-to-wall, it's probably hers.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Out of box, but wall-to-wall. I'm
the
a D-boxer.
The costumes, yeah, she's got it all. And then over in this other corner over here are Seiya and Yaten, and... they've got all the Sanemu stuff. They have some toys. That's about it.
We're okay. I got water globes on the way.
Woohoo! Water globes. And then over in the other corner is Mako-chan. She likes to bake.
And still hasn't sent out our, what was it, Christmas or Valentine's? I'm not sure.
Christmas. You're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Just... the final corner is Ranma slash Artemis, and he's technical support.
And Venus connoisseur.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go, Yaten introduced all of you guys.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
That was way less sarcastic than I was expecting.
That yeah, makes two nice. Of us!
That was nice.
I didn't know you knew how to be nice.
When
I thought you were going to say I didn't know how to talk.
Okay, when Yaten said goodies are Alcrea, I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
No, she got, like, all the stuff.
Come and worship at the Shrine of Alcrea.
The Shrine of Sailor Moon.
AlcreaShrine.com.
It is all very neatly mounted on a wall that matches, and I like my full and pink room.
We had a house, we would probably invade IKEA for all of their display cases.
Yes.
Oh, we've got a few of them, just not in my Sailor Moon room.
Well, speaking
yes, of... my Sailor Moon room.
Yes, well, that's what it is.
Otherwise known as my office and sewing room, but in reality, it's the Sailor Moon room.
I think it's just a shrine.
So, does that mean in the front of the door of your office is like a wooden template with odongos and it has your name and kanji on the front, you know, something like that?
Not yet, but you should get one for me.
I know peoples. I might be able to.
I was thinking I could embroider something for her.
I know somebody that's really good with woodworking, so I could ask him.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alcrea's collection is getting out there. There was a post on my Facebook about, I was talking about something that a friend of mine linked an article, and the picture was Alcrea's collection. I said, just so you know, I am friends with the person whose picture you just linked.
Part of me is very proud of that, and there's also a very small part of me that's a little shameful of it. But the part that's proud is much more, much stronger. And actually, what was it, at Techo, I met somebody who was talking about how his wife is big into Sailor Moon. And I'm like, oh, really? yeah, she collects a bunch of stuff. I'm like, oh, really? And I whip out my phone, and a mutual friend is like, you're not going to, are you? I'm like, oh, yes. He's like, oh, don't do this. I'm like, I gotta.
Oh, yeah. It's going down.
And then new acquaintance was just like, damn.
I think I only know two people with more stuff than you do, and that's because they own everything.
And the sad thing is I know a lot of people, because I'm in the collecting community, who actually have more than I do. And
I can't go in there anymore.
Wow.
He's dangerous.
I still have a cat to feed.
Forget us. We need to feed our cat. Awesome.
All right, so what do we want to talk about today?
Mako. Chibiusa. That's about all there is to talk about today.
We've lost Mako-chan.
Sorry, I'm eating. When you guys are going off on tangents, I'm taking bites.
This then time, you should be done with your food by now, then.
This time on Sailor Moon Crystal.
You have to understand, Mako-chan, when it comes to food, she's a connoisseur. She likes to enjoy her food. What? Where there is just me, two bites later, I'm done.
I'm not a connoisseur. I'm, you know, trying not to be rude and munching into the microphone, so I keep stopping and moving the microphone and chomping and readjusting the microphone.
You know there's a mute button on the microphone, right?
Yeah, I know, but the microphone is in front of my face, so I don't want to get it messed up either.
No.
Point taken.
Mm-hmm. This is what happens when I work until 9 o'clock and then we record at 9:30. Anyway,
yep.
So I know that from what I was reading from your guys's Facebooks that most of you really enjoyed it. I was kind of very about it.
Oh?
I don't know. There was just something that...
Well, we had a 20-second boob shot of Usagi. That kind of bugged me.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, that was kind of an
awkward spot. As much as the next girl. Oh, I'm sorry.
Honestly, there wasn't. I mean, and it's not that it was wrong. Like the episode was wrong. It's just that there wasn't a lot to this chapter. It was
information and backstory.
Information, backstory. You know, there's just one thing that happens, and okay, it's setting you up for the big stuff that's happening next time.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the episode, but at the same time, it felt like something was missing. I'm like,
what
I'm
the
going
dead bodies.
Well, that too. But
there were no
like,
dead
I'm,
bodies.
I'm going through the chapter now and looking, and I can't find, you know, what was missing.
I'm telling you, it was
a
dead body.
Alcrea has this thing for dead bodies.
I see that.
For me, the only thing I really noticed that I was kind of bummed that wasn't there was when she's, you know, imprisoned and he's forcing her body to move. Like, he's...
We got one of those.
He's... Uh-huh. You see this light go around her and she's like, you know, hey, my body. And he's actually forcing her body to sit down and, you know, all of this. He doesn't really mention the fact that she actually broke out of his control when he went to go kiss her and she shoved him away. I'm pretty sure, I mean, there was even a thing in the musical where he goes, you know, I'm pretty impressed that you managed to do that even under the power of this dark crystal. And I was just, that was the only thing that I thought was kind of, you know, he didn't say that in Crystal.
They actually made him go full on forcing himself on her, though.
Yeah, they did that. And it's just kind of bummed me out that he didn't mention that she actually fought back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm. That's the only thing.
I think I realized what's missing.
What is it?
During that whole time with Demond and Usagi, I don't remember Saphir and Rubius coming in.
No, he wasn't.
No, they didn't.
No.
He's the one that says all of their lines. That's, I think, what I was missing. Because I'm looking through this now, and I'm like, no, she's in that room, and the other two are in that room with her. And they all start laughing at her, basically because she's stuck. So I think that's one of the scenes that it just, it didn't feel, it didn't feel done.
Yeah, you're
done.
Right. I totally missed that Rubius and Sapphire were in there.
And I just want to put a vote in. After seeing, you know, her flash forward in the very beginning of the episode where you see Mamoru and an adult Chibiusa walking away in her dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Chibiusa is going to be way prettier than her mom.
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. But I still think she looks more like Pluto than than Usagi.
And the test results are in. According to the results, Endymion, you are the father. Now we pull up the next one. According to his test results, Pluto, you are the mother. There you go. Done. Entire
How
fandom.
That one happened, though.
Yeah, I am so anti-Pluto and Endymion. So.
I personally, I don't see it either.
I don't like them together either. I just think it's kind of creepy that Chibiusa looks more like Pluto than Usagi. She acts like Usagi. And that reminds me, I thought that was adorable.
Oh my gosh, that scene made me just so, like, fangirly happy. Where she's like, oh my gosh, my mom, she's just like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Plus that whole time, and that's different from the anime, is that whole time she knew that Usagi was her mom. But in the original anime from 92, she had no clue who her parents were.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really adorable that whole time she kept the secret that Mamoru and Usagi were her parents, and she knew it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But seriously, the fact that she was just like, oh my gosh, my mom used to be just like me. Just, oh my gosh, I couldn't stop crying once that happened. I was just like, that's too precious.
No, the part that got me kind of teary-eyed was when the kids were, I mean, it was just, it's heartbreaking how those kids were treating her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I realize kids are mean to one another, but just seeing that was just horrid.
Yeah, the random bullies of the Silver Millennium Crystal Tokyo.
Right.
Yeah. Some utopia. Jeez.
Uh-huh.
And in the future, even in the future, people are still assholes to each other.
And the other thing,
we've given you long life. Now you can be a dick even longer.
The other thing is, I know Seiya brought this up last week about Chibiusa's age coming out.
Yeah, they brought it up.
They brought it up, but there was like no big surprise. Like, oh my God, she's 19. It was like 900. I was like, oh yeah. And by the way, did you know that she's 900? Even though she doesn't have powers, and they're just like, oh.
There was a little surprise, but it wasn't
really
visual.
Understated.
It was auditory. So it was very understated.
Because I'm sorry, if I saw this little kid, and yeah, I'd be like, what?
Yeah, because in the manga, they're like 900, and they're like,
right.
Got the weird faces, and, you know, all the sweat drops and crap like that.
Right.
It's very underplayed.
You didn't get the weird faces. You just heard them exclaim it while you were watching her walk away or something like that. So it wasn't... Yeah.
I'm still having a hard time getting used to Neo Queen Serenity with the white hair. I mean, it's good. I'm glad they did it.
Oh, me too.
But it's kind of messed up. I think I might have liked it better if it were more of a muted white, like with like silver undertones.
Yes, because really... they did it more of a platinum blonde than they did a white.
As I'm watching it, I was trying to look at it, see if it was like silver. I thought it was like a silverish white, you know, from the way it reflected. That's how I was seeing it.
And it's not. It's that episode. It was white.
Mm.
I look at it as a platinum blonde more than a white, but
yeah, just may depend on who's coloring it too.
Yeah.
And it may change depending on whether she's in the crystal or not, because it's very possible that when, you know, she's encased in crystal.
Well, that's what I originally thought it was when they first showed her, that her hair was just light because she was in the crystal, and then they actually showed her out of the crystal, and I was like, wow.
Or not.
They actually lightened her hair.
Yep.
Which I did not anticipate because of Princess Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was the change in Queen Serenity's hair, too. I mean, with all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was just fixing an oversight.
Yeah. Because that was just in the intro, not actually in an episode. Nobody can ever get Queen Serenity's hair right, because we even see her in the original anime for, like, 2 seconds with blonde hair.
Yep. I'm still disappointed, and I realize it's following the manga, but I'm still disappointed she has these amazing guardians that do absolutely nothing.
Well, at least
poor Venus did it. Who else like cringe when Venus is like,
ah! Yeah.
Yep. I was very happy though when the other girls at least awoke for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're stuck, thud.
You have no power here.
Their voice actresses got a little bit of a paycheck for that episode.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it's like we're still here, damn it.
Good golly, I really want this to go to infinity though. And beyond.
I see it happening, though.
I hope so, because, I mean, as much as I think the Outer Senshi are kind of overrated, I really want to see them. Sailor Pluto has just been absolutely awesome so far, so I'd love to see more of her. I'm just a huge Super Sailor Moon fan, so I really want to see how they would handle her costume in Crystal, because whether they go with the more simplified version like they did in the original anime, which I doubt they would do, or they go for a more gradient like as you see in most of the manga artwork, oh my god, Super Sailor Moon would be fucking gorgeous. And we're getting so close to the end of the Black Moon family. I want infinity, damn it!
Well, you know what? With the new musical being announced, so far it was a musical and then we got the anime announcement. And then, you know, they came up with the next musical, and then we got the Black Moon arc announcement. And now they just announced that they're going to be doing the S musical, so I'm willing to bet before the end of the summer, we're going to get the S anime announcement for the end of the year.
Well,
God, I hope so.
Well, we have, like, what, 5-6 episodes left, which kind of translates to, what, 2-3 more months, so it's, yeah.
And I know it's going to depend a lot on how the TV portion goes, because they're re-upping it. And when does it start airing? Like,
It started last month.
Okay. You know, and then the musical. But the musicals, from what I understand, are pulling in serious cash. And they're making the girls retire.
Yeah.
Everybody but Tani has to retire. Everybody but Mamoru has to retire.
Is there a reason for that?
Japan has this thing about young girls, and that once they get past a certain age, they're old hags, and they have to retire.
Yeah, it's like with all the idol groups, like AKB48 and so forth, and Morning Musume. They have like the graduation concerts and stuff like that. You know,
it's heartbreaking because someone translated it, and Venus broke my heart. She's like, you know, and I've been dreaming of this ever since I saw Sadamu as a child. So being able to play Venus for any length of time was a dream come true. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, baby. We love you. Come back. Because I really did enjoy. They can't sing worth a damn, but they're really good actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The actress for Pluto sure could sing.
And well, she doesn't have to retire. The older characters, they're not making retire.
Because they're figuring that, you know, they can, you know.
You have like a lead or something like that. Something where, I guess since everyone really likes her character, as long as she's in the next musical, people will show up and throw their money.
Well, I think it's more along the line for the main five, and those are the ones that are making graduate is basically what they're calling
They want
young teenagers.
Pedophile-like ones.
Which sucks, because this Mercury has only been in one show.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and none of the girls are that old, I think.
No.
And the Mars, she started at 14, so when she's graduating, she's going to be graduating before she's 17.
Good golly.
Mars was the youngest.
She was a baby.
I didn't realize she was that young.
Yeah. Venus. Venus is already 23.
Venus was the eldest, I think, of all of them.
But Satomi, I think, is 19, maybe. I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure that she's not.
I'm pretty sure the Venus had her 21st birthday before the first musical.
Or at the first musical.
Because they showed a picture of her holding her birthday cake.
But you'd never know by looking at her.
No.
No.
Come on, they're Japanese.
I'm okay with it.
So let's get on to this, since some people have things to do tonight.
Damn, I can't believe she was only 14. Sorry, now I'm looking at pictures of the musical. She does not look that young.
You can see the translated goodbye. I'll link to it on Last Chance Mew on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. If you listen to the first musical and you listen to her voice, you can hear it in her voice. She sounds very young.
God, I still wish I would do stupid actual studio recorded soundtracks. I hate having rips from the performance because they won't release an actual
CD. And they're so hard to, yeah, it's not the same. Anyways,
so back to the TV show.
So were there any other likes and dislikes with this episode?
I did find it kind of funny how Neo Queen Serenity is laying all gracefully looking in the crystal, but when she was first encased in it, she's like flailing.
Right. I want to know who moved her.
And how they moved her.
When she was encased in crystal, yeah. I mean, how did you even get her? Because in the crystal, she's like laying down and her arms are like up.
Well, that's what Alcrea was just saying. And when she got hit by the eye blast by, you know.
She's all like, yeah, I want to know how they moved her arms.
I want to know how they moved the crystal.
I did find it interesting, though, how much more like Chibiusa they made that little girl look in Crystal than she did in the anime. Or in the manga, rather.
One that Queen Serenity was chasing. Thought was, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was like an editing derp or something like that.
I did too at first.
I rewatched it. I'm like, wait, how does... And then when you watch Chibiusa, she explains things. You figure, oh, she was coming up behind. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. It makes sense now. I see what you're doing there.
And he didn't actually kill the little kid. He did in the manga.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking they moved Serenity with a hand truck.
Beep, beep, beep.
At this point, the only person that could have done it was Pluto, but that means she walked away from her spot.
There wasn't a lot of meat to the episode itself. I mean, we're going to get all the cool stuff next time.
Oh, it's going to go get real, real fast.
I just really, really adored the treatment of Chibiusa in this, which, seriously, the way that she was looking at Usagi is just, like, so making me want them to do Infinity, because that's when Usagi finally starts being a little bit more open with Chibiusa, and I really want to see that relationship, because just... I don't know. I'm rambling and repeating myself here. I was just very pleased with how they treated Chibiusa's character, and...
She's absolutely not detestable like she was in the anime.
Yeah. Good God, it took me at least a decade before I didn't absolutely despise her.
I still cannot watch Super S.
I've tried.
I got through three episodes before I tapped out. I was like, I'm done.
I have a lot of younger cousins, so I was able to breeze right through it.
Mm-mm. So there we are, dun dun dun.
Any changes from the original that you wish they would have kept?
The only two changes they had is they left Sephiru and Rubius out from making fun of Usagi. And then the teeny tiny thing where instead of having the gold crescent moon on Chibiusa's forehead, they had a black moon at the very end of the episode. And I thought that was actually good foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing? That's flat up in your face.
Well, when I did watch the corresponding episode from Sailor Moon R, I did notice this. In that one episode alone covered pretty much this episode and the last episode of Crystal. They just compressed it together. And the crystal didn't save Serenity, whereas in Classic, it was the remaining four Senshi who used their powers to protect her and put her in a glass case and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in the original, the four of them are still awake, they're the ones protecting the palace with their power.
They just can't leave.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice how, like, right after that, after Nimue explains everything, he disappears and... Demon just shows up, like, right there. It's like, how the hell did you get in here? It's supposed to be protected, you know?
I don't know. I was pretty happy with the episode.
Yeah.
I was, too.
I know I saw a lot of people who were really disappointed with it, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are these people are the same ones who have not read the manga?
No, they're just random people on Facebook who were like, eh.
I think with their... It was just, you know, an information episode, and they're you know, they're just... Some people don't know how to realize that they're going to be in episodes where they have to tell you what's going on, and it's not going to be all that much battle or anything.
Yeah, it's probably a lot because the last episode was an information episode, and this episode is an information episode.
And I've actually been loving these last two episodes. But I'm just very happy that at this point in the story versus the Black Moon, or the Black Moon versus the Dark Kingdom had kind of started falling apart with Crystal by this point.
Mm. And to touch back on the whole Pluto and Demio thing, I'm reading on one of the groups I'm in, because someone asked a question about it. And I had said, you know, it's more like a senpai notice me type moment. And a lot of people started to agree. That's pretty much what it was. And then you always had that one person that says, you know, something different. And someone said, well, it is in the manga. And we're all like, what?
I said it was a senpai notices me type thing last week. Just not with the term senpai notice me.
Mm-hmm.
Just that it was her superior. Because I was thinking of them in, you know, American terms. It's come, like, come, a chameleon is playing downstairs. Somebody's playing DDR downstairs.
Karma Chameleon is not in DDR.
It is on the Wii.
What? Damn it, Konami.
The Wii version is special.
You got that right.
I've got one of the Wii versions, but... Yeah.
So, is there anything else from this episode that you want to talk about?
Nope.
No.
What is everybody looking forward to with the next episode?
Gee, I don't know.
You tell me.
Absolutely nothing. Hang gliding Mamoru.
Just as long as we don't get
anime,
those really, really, really perverted transformations of Chibiusa into Black Lady.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that original animated version was, I felt like a pervert. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I do.
You mentioned it and I can picture it vividly, which is horrible.
I haven't watched it in years and I can still picture it. I'm like, great.
Well.
Anyways, Hang Gliding Mamoru was only to the original anime, right? That wasn't in the manga.
Hang Gliding Mamoru?
Hang Gliding Mamoru?
Remember he comes in to rescue Sailor Moon on a like hang glider?
I don't remember this.
Was it in the manga?
I don't think
I don't have a picture of him on the hang glider, but I think I remember the hang glider. I do have him on a wave rider. like a windboard. I actually have a picture on my phone that I post in like weird things. Like when somebody goes really, really weird into a tangent on their page, I'll just post that because it's random. And it's Tuxedo Mask on a windboard.
Which we probably would have seen if Saban got their hands on Sailor Moon, so.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't Saban.
Saban was going to release it. I know, it was Toon Maker.
It was Toon Maker,
I know.
Not Saban.
I just said that.
No, you said it was Saban.
Did I say Toon Makers right after?
I didn't hear Toon Makers because I was already talking.
Yeah, I see that.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if there's nothing else to
talk
about.
Yes, it was the original anime where he hang glides in. I just did a stupid Google search of hang gliding Tuxedo Mask. Found a picture. Okay, anyways.
All right, if there's nothing else to talk about.
Nope.
We got this.
All right, and since I forgot last week, outros. Who are you? Where can they find you?
Are we gonna
You can find me, Elcrea, anywhere pretty much as Elcrea, on Tumblr and what's the other one? Twitter
and Facebook.
Well, Facebook is Elcrea Cosplay, and YouTube where I do my vlog. It's Elcrea Vision.
And you can find me and Saya, lots of places. So, you know, there's Facebook, which I'm pretty sure is starlet.creations. and then there's Tumblr, which is just Starlet Creations. And then there's Twitter, which I think is Starlet Creation, because you can't have that many letters. And, you know, we have our other Facebooks for our private cosplay, which is Kenmoku Revolution, and then also our set of Mew troop, which was Last Chance Mew.
And you can also find me and Mako-chan Tuesday nights on the VOG Network with Anime Jam Session, where we derail every 15 to 20 minutes and then some. If not there, you'll probably find us at a convention doing God knows what, you know.
Depends on how much alcohol.
That too. And as to what Yatin said about finding you two anywhere, I believe that because there's a box of Girl Scout cookies missing from my fridge.
Hey, I got hungry.
Yeah, I see that.
All right, well, let's wrap this up so Say and Yetin can go see the Avengers.
Woo!
All right.
Mm-hmm. Avengers! Assemble! Fine, Senshi, assemble!
Meh!
Captain is Bruce's dad, just so you know.
All right. Thanks for listening. Our podcast runs every other week and will usually be posted before the weekend. Catch us on iTunes and visit our Facebook group at The Crystal Chronicles. You can check out our website too at thecrystalchronicles.com, where we will be posting news, information, and episode breakdowns. Sailor Moon says, see you next time.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Oh, jeez. Came out too early.
You want to try that again?
No, it would just be worse.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
For more information about this podcast, check us out at thecrystalchronicles.com. Thanks for listening.
Podcast no, kikari wa ii no message.